This summer, visitors to the Northwoods have a new way to learn about the region. The Northwoods Forest History Experience in Manitowish Waters is built to tell the long history of the Northwoods and create an interactive experience that is more than a museum. By walking through a refurbished 93-year-old Civilian Conservation Corps barracks, visitors can learn about the history of Ojibwe land management and the role of logging and fire all the way to modern management practices. And the exhibit takes you into the woods and helps craft your hikes and tours in the region. To hear more about the exhibit, we have two members of the Manitowish Waters Historical Society. Jim Bokern is the vice president and Kay Kranz is a board member with the group. They're both retired teachers and local historians. Kay, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here with you.
And Jim, thanks for being with us.
Oh yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Jim, let's start with you and the origin story. What was the need you were looking to fill with this new interactive center?
Well, the history of the forest kind of defines the North Woods, and there wasn't a dedicated museum to that end. And we thought it would be great to tell the whole story from indigenous roots all the way to modern forestry and get that out into our community and give them destinations to go out and really enjoy it in the field.
And Kay, part of the story here was not just a museum, but an immersive interactive experience. Why was that an important part of the story?
We've got 56 miles of continuous bike trails through the Northern Highlands American Legion State Forest. And within that forest are all kinds of historic sites that people really don't know about. So once we create an interest in understanding how man has impacted the forest, now we can send you to places and you can see history and learn from the Clio app. Clio's like a docent on your phone, so the history is written there about each site, so you can go on your own and have your own private guide.
Right, Jim, the museum itself is kind of the starting point. Talk through what you hope people will experience when they visit the Forest History Experience, and then how they take those maps that Kay just mentioned and build their experience around that.
Right. When people enter into the museum, they'll walk by a lot of really cool outdoor exhibits and enter the museum. And immediately as you enter, we have the Clio app and some QR codes to get you to those high leverage heritage destinations that really will start to engage you. But you're also immersed within the museum with a rotating exhibit, which happens to be art right now. We also have a continuous timeline around the majority of the building showing what happened over time to indigenous nations with commerce and with government. And then we have multimedia loaded up on iPads. So you can just go and touch these iPads and listen to stories and go through slideshows. So you load up on your information, you find your point of interest, and then you use Clio and you go out in the woods, or you go to a recreational site, or you maybe go to a business and you expand your experience. And then you come back for a new adventure.
And Kay, the heart of that adventure, this building is actually part of the story of the Northwoods history. You've got an old Civilian Conservation Corps barracks. Can you tell us a little bit about that building?
I mean, that building is a story in itself. And the site in which the building is, the North Lakeland Discovery Center today, was part of the ranger station, one of the first ranger stations in the Northern Highland. And then it became the first ever Youth Conservation Corps camp in the United States and Wisconsin, 1961. But this barracks, its history through the ages. In 1933 to 1935, the building was up on Palmer Lake on the border of Michigan and Wisconsin, and CCC workers were there to build fire lanes to prevent all the wildfires of the 30s. From 36 to 62, it was located in Rhinelander, and the Department of Natural Resources used it for various reasons. And then when the Youth Conservation Corps camp, which was the brainstorm of Gaylord Nelson, our governor at the time, and who became a U.S. senator later on, we said, we got to put it there. We got to get it, move it to the Statehouse Lake so those kids have a rec room on the site of their camp. And then from 1996 to just before May, it was used as storage at the North Lakeland Discovery Center. And we said, wow, this place that needs to be saved and brought back to life so we can tell the story of how we have impacted the forest through time.
Jim, what did it take to get that CCC barracks on site, renovated, and now the heart of this new project?
It was a grand collaborative effort. It truly was, from special contractors in the North Woods, many benefactors who donated money. We received a lot of support from different design groups that helped us put this concept together. It was so tricky because this building was built as a cheap barracks. It wasn't meant to survive, and it was in rough shape. And we moved it on a trailer, probably 250 yards, dropped it down on cribbing, and it wasn't square. So we couldn't build a foundation under it. We had to raise the building above the ground and then build the foundation to fit the twisted building.
Wow. We are talking to Jim Bokern and Kay Kranz, both of the Manitowish Waters Historical Society, about the new Northwoods Forest History Experience. Jim, staying with you, Kay was just telling us the story of some of the Civilian Conservation Corps that used that as a barracks for a good long time. You also, in the exhibits, look at the history of the Ojibwe people, right? Pre-settlement. How do you tell that part of the story?
Well, with the Ojibwe story and early indigenous communities, we reached out to our neighbors in Lac des Flambeaux and worked with Teresa Mitchell, who runs the George W. Brown Jr. Ojibwe Museum and Cultural Center. And she made the exhibit. We also networked with Wayne Valier, who is a cultural and language leader and instructor in Lac des Flambeaux, and he built a wigwam for us. And Kay really ramrodded a lot of that activity. Then we continue to do more work with Clio. So we have a 7-destination tour that we're just unrolling in Lac des Flambeaux that was done with the Historic Preservation Office run by the tribe, as well as Teresa Mitchell again at the George W. Brown Jr. Museum. Even further than that, we know through our research that just north of the town of Manitowish Waters is just this lovely high-end mountain biking, cross-country skiing area called Windman. And it has a whole host of historic destinations. So we made a Clio tour there. And one of those is a sugar bush that's historically marked in the earliest surveys in 1862. And again, we have that as a destination. So we're integrating with our neighbors and other groups in this collaborative effort.
Kay, in addition to the things that will be there permanently, I understand there will be temporary exhibits, and that includes an Art of the Forest exhibit. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
We were really interested in focusing on the arts and how beautiful our forest is and how it has impacted artists through the years. But there is a plein air group in Manitowish Waters that paint in the forest every week. So we asked them if they would paint some paintings for the new exhibit. And then as they submitted their paintings, we did research on the places that they worked on. And then we found historic photographs from different periods of time. And we combined the photography with their artwork. And people just love looking at that. And all of the artwork is for sale. So it's been fun watching people gain new pieces for their homes.
Now, it's just screaming out to me. I'm talking to two people who love the place and the world that they live and want to share it with the world. Jim, what is it about your part of this planet that makes you love it so much and so eager to bring other people into that story?
Well, really, I love our community. I love the North Woods and how that's part of the identity of the entire state of Wisconsin. And I'm afraid that there's some growing learning gaps where people don't know the history of the forest, starting with indigenous communities, the role of treaties, how the cutover unfolded with River Drive Railroad and truck and tractor logging, and then the rebuild that comes in with our modern forestry practices, modern conservation, and how we have to move to the future. So we want to keep people informed because we want our forest to be resilient and supported so generations can enjoy it.
And Kay, now you've got people visiting and are they taking the tours that you help them map out. What do you hope that they bring home from this experience?
I hope that they bring home the same type of sense of place that I feel here. when I'm in the Wisconsin North Woods, I don't think there's anywhere in the world that I'd rather be because of the peace and beauty and tranquility. And I want us all to respect and enjoy that for years to come. I want my grandchildren and great-grandchildren, many generations forward, to enjoy the North Woods of Wisconsin.
We'll leave it there. Kay, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for letting us tell our story today.
And Jim, thanks for being with us.
It was awesome. Thanks. Look forward to sharing more fun things from the North Woods.
That's Jim Bokern and Kay Kranz, both members of the Manitowish Waters Historical Society. They helped create the new interactive history exhibit in Manitowish Waters called the North Woods Forest History Experience.